Hey, what is up? Welcome to another episode of Walk and Talk. I'm Scott Lowe, one of your teachers from Fluency Academy. This podcast is here to help you include English in your daily routine in the most natural ways possible. So it's totally okay if you listen while you're doing your own thing, like driving, cooking, doing the dishes, whatever. Today, we're going to study a situation that happens to all of us, meeting someone new from a different country. But before we get into that, remember that you can read this dialogue along with explanations about the structures that we're studying. It's all over on our portal, fluencytv.com. And our most important message before we start is that to practice your pronunciation here with me, you have to use your voice out loud. So, turn up the volume and grab some water, because you need to speak up every time you hear this sound. The more you repeat out loud, the better you're going to remember, and the more confident you will get about your pronunciation. So, today, the dialogue is between Edward and Tatiana. Try to find out where Tatiana is from, okay? Listen up.
Hey, you look like a traveler. Where are you from?
I'm from Brazil.
Nice. Oh, so you speak Spanish?
No, I speak Portuguese.
Oh, okay, sorry.
How about you? Where are you from?
I'm from the States, but I live in Australia now.
Okay, and what is Edward's first language? Well, let's listen one more time.
Hey, you look like a traveler. Where are you from?
I'm from Brazil.
Nice. Oh, so you speak Spanish?
No, I speak Portuguese.
Oh, okay, sorry.
How about you? Where are you from?
I'm from the States, but I live in Australia now.
Great. Now let's get started. Edward is the first to speak. He says, "Hey, you look like a traveler. Where are you from?" A traveler is a person that travels. Pretty easy to guess, right? Let's repeat. Hey. You look like a traveler. Hey, you look like a traveler. Hey, you look like a traveler. Where are you from? Where are you from? Where are you from? So, did you notice that that question ends in a preposition? I know it may seem a bit weird, but it happens all the time in English. And, of course, this is an essential question to have in mind. When you want to know a person's country of origin, just ask, "Where are you from?" Say it again. Where are you from? Where are you from? Tatiana replies saying, "I'm from Brazil." This is another lesson to keep in mind, but of course, change the country according to your origin. Let's say it. Repeat. I'm from Brazil. I'm from Brazil. You can also change the country to a city, depending on the conversation that you're having. So now, I want you to answer the question by telling me what country you are from, okay? So tell me, where are you from? Excellent. and I am from the United States. Okay, let's continue. Now, Edward speaks again. He says, "Nice. Oh, so you speak Spanish?" Here, he is using so to introduce a consequence or result. Say it with me. Nice. Oh. So you speak Spanish? Nice. Oh, so you speak Spanish? Nice. Oh, so you speak Spanish? Uh-oh. Is that the right guess? Well, Tatiana replies saying, no. I speak Portuguese. Oops, so Edward did not guess correctly. Tatiana took a moment to answer, and she said, to give herself some time. Is what you can say when you're thinking about your next sentence. Repeat. No. No. I speak Portuguese. No. I speak Portuguese. Okay, dear listener, now I want you to answer the question. What other language do you speak? Great. And let's say the sentence from the dialogue one more time. No. I speak Portuguese. Then Edward just says, "Oh, okay. Sorry." Say it with me. "Oh, okay. Sorry." "Oh, okay. Sorry." And to continue the conversation, Tatiana throws the question back and she says, "How about you? Where are you from?" Repeat. "How about you? How about you? Where are you from? Where are you from? Where are you from? How about you? Where are you from?" Try to really link the sounds. How about you? Where are you from? Nice. And then Edward says the last sentence in today's dialogue. He says, "I'm from the States, but I live in Australia now." Hey, I'm from the States too. But anyway, let's repeat. I'm from the States. I'm from the States. But I live. So when we put these words together, there's actually a strong linking sound. Say it with me. But I live. But I live in Australia now. But I live in Australia now. I'm from the States, but I live in Australia now. I'm from the States, but I live in Australia now. Hey, nice work! And now that we're finished, it's time to listen to the full dialogue for the last time. Come on.
Hey, you look like a traveler. Where are you from?
I'm from Brazil.
Nice. Oh, so you speak Spanish?
No, I speak Portuguese.
Oh, okay, sorry.
How about you? Where are you from?
I'm from the States, but I live in Australia now.
And we are done. Make sure you tune in for next week's episode. Thanks for staying here until the end. These moments will really make a huge difference in your English as you go. So, awesome work. I hope you have a great week, and I'll see you next time. Peace.